Scott Moritz is a reporter with Bloomberg News. He covers Verizon. He's with us from New York. And Scott, let's take a step back. The workers who are striking today are involved in Verizon's legacy operations, landlines, internet service, things like that. But the company does so much more than that now. How big is it?
So Verizon's the second largest phone company in the United States, second only to AT&T. From an investment level, the investors value them at about $211 billion. That's their market cap. In terms of revenue, how much money they bring in every year, that was $132 billion last year. So it's a massive company, let's say.
And how much of it is wireless at this point?
Almost 70% of their revenue is now wireless. This has been a transition that's happened pretty dramatically over the last 5 years. It used to be about 50-50 landline and wireless service, as you all know, and we all know. We don't use our landline as much as we do our cell phones for so many things.
Although Verizon has reported a slowdown in growth for wireless, which makes you wonder where they are going to go next. And then you look to some of the acquisitions that they have made. Last year, they purchased AOL.
Yeah, great point, Jeremy. You know, it's been a tough business, this wireless. Now that T-Mobile, one of the smallest competitors, got a little stronger in terms of marketing, that has led to a price war where they're each battling to lower prices to gain customers or keep them. It's a tough business, and it typically goes downhill in terms of subscriber gains and eventually profit gains. So AT&T saw this coming, and they started to invest in areas outside of just the wireless core cellular service and into areas like video. Mobile video is where they're focused right now. Hmm. They have a free service for teens called Go 90, which is a lot of kind of web-based video that they want kids to attach themselves to with their phones and then eventually feed advertising into that and find new revenue there.
But make that connection, though. Why would Verizon want to get into that kind of business? And is it trying to become an advertiser, or what is their goal here?
You know, I think when they sit and look at where the future was going, a lot of growth was coming from video on mobile. They wanted to be a player there, not just as a, you know, provider of the service, the connection, but more as a provider of content, and also on top of that, you know, whole level of advertising. That's why they bought AOL last year for $4 billion, and that's why they are so interested in buying Yahoo.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about that. Well, Yahoo, what do they want there from Yahoo?
More of the same, although Yahoo brings about a billion users. These are folks that have signed on for email or their sports or finance or all their various sites. That's a lot of people, and knowing what people do in terms of, you know, their habits, buying habits, is sort of the secret science behind how they create better ads. So this is all a very new market for Verizon. They haven't been playing in this at all. In fact, they missed out on it during the desktop era. But now they're going up against bigger companies like Google and Facebook in this mobile advertising space.
10 years from now, what is Verizon going to be?
You know, I think their hope is that they're going to be, you know, this provider of mobile services of all types, not just video where they're headed now, but they have these plans for 5G, which 5G is just a faster speed, but it's also a more pervasive network that connects, you know, everything from, you know, cars and appliances, all talking on a very fast network, to do things like automated driving or driverless cars or, you know, smart street lights, smart utilities of all kinds. If they can be the provider of all those services, I think they see, you know, great fortunes in that down the road.
That's Scott Moritz, a reporter with Bloomberg News, who covers Verizon out of New York. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.